familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, Supreme Court ruling on immunity. I'm Daria Albinger. The High Court sides with former President Trump in a fight over executive immunity. ABC's Steve Portnoy in Washington.
The decision is a win for the former president, with the High Court ruling 6-3 that presidents are at least entitled to the presumption of immunity for their official acts and absolute immunity when those acts are deemed core to their constitutional powers. The unofficial acts of a president can still be subject to prosecution, but the question in Trump's case, what stays in the January 6th indictment and what goes, will now have to be argued over in lower courts and very likely won't be resolved before the November election.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the ruling sets a dangerous precedent. He says no one, including a twice impeached former president, should be above the law. Mr. Trump posting on his Truth Social site that the ruling should end every case against him. This is ABC News. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles today.
This comes just 2 days after South Korea, the U.S., and Japan finished their trilateral drills in the region. North Korea strongly denounced the joint drill through a statement on Sunday, accusing it of hindering security on the Korean Peninsula. Monday's test fire was a second attempt in 1 week, following the failed launch last Wednesday.
ABC's Hak Young Kate Lee in Seoul. In Georgia, a new law takes effect today, increasing penalties for street racing. It comes after several fatal crashes in Atlanta. State Senator Emanuel Jones introduced the legislation.
This gives law enforcement some much-needed tools to go after those that are organizing these events and actively participating in those, and even those that are knowingly present.
The law lets police go after race promoters and people using cars to block roads for the races, lawmakers passing the bill with wide bipartisan support. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about a July 4th sale. It's a great chance to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off. Like an oil change with full synthetic motor oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $34.99. Save on oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, enjoy today. Clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An unexpected death shocks Racine County. The county executive there, Jonathan Delagrave, died unexpectedly early Friday morning. Delagrave was 51 years old. He was first elected county exec in April of 2015 and re-elected in 2019. Another court status date has been set for the man to have last seen missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Jesse Vang's lawyers told Judge Robert DeWayne they want the status date because of future discovery from prosecutors. Bang's facing child neglect charges. He'll be back in Manitowoc County Court in September. And steer clear of people offering cheap fixes for flood damage. Better Business Bureau says criminals are out there looking to run off with your money with big promises they don't intend to keep. If you do need to get flood repairs to your home, contact a local trusted contractor. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. No one was hurt when a fire broke out at Beeves Restaurant in Plum City early Saturday morning. Plum City Union firefighters were called to the scene at 12:30 for smoke and the sound of an explosion. 80 firefighters from 12 departments responded to the blaze, and while no one was hurt, the building is a total loss. Firefighters believe the fire started somewhere in the kitchen, but are still investigating the cause of that blaze. The city of Durand is replacing a pump at lift station number 1 after only 7 years. According to Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron, the city had replaced the pump back in 2017, but have had yearly issues with it since.
So the decision was made to just go ahead with a different type of pump, a little bit bigger situation. The cost is going to be $34,000. Should put us in a situation where the last pump we had like this lasted for 20 plus years without a major issue.
The money for the pump is coming from the wastewater treatment budgets. A Winona man has confessed to using social media apps to sexually extort dozens of girls across the country and abroad. Valentin Quintana pleaded guilty Friday in federal court to producing, distributing, and possessing child pornography. Prosecutors say the defendant used social media apps to sexually manipulate and exploit at least 65 girls between 9 and 15 years old in Oklahoma, Texas, New Zealand, and elsewhere. A plea deal says the defendant is subject to a mandatory minimum sentence of 15 years in prison and a maximum of 70 years. The date for sentencing has yet to be scheduled. A new audit is raising questions as to whether Wisconsin's Attorney General will be able to meet a new state requirement to get sexual assault kits tested within 6 months. The Legislative Audit Bureau released its new reports on the state crime labs on Friday. The report says there are fewer requests for sexual assault DNA kits at the crime labs, but it's still taking the labs longer to process each kit. The audit says it takes about 9 months to complete a test on a single kit. Lawmakers believe that's too long. A state law that goes into effect today will require the state crime lab to be able to turn around those tests in no more than 6 months. The St. Croix River in Stillwater is expected to crest at just over 88 feet due to heavy rain causing flooding, leading to road and parking lot closures. The city of Stillwater has implemented no wake rules for boats and closed the historic Stillwater Lift Bridge. While FEMA has approved a federal disaster declaration for 22 Minnesota counties impacted by the flooding, Washington County has not been included. You're listening to WRDN News.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The new library in Mondovi was officially opened on Saturday. Local leaders cut the ribbon on the library Saturday at an event. The new library is right across the street from the old library, but has more room for people to work, read, and just get together. Jeannie Gunderson with the library board says there's now plenty of room for everyone who wants to use the library. The library had a soft opening a few weeks ago. Saturday was its grand opening. The Dunn County Sheriff's Department is still asking for the public's help in locating Alex Shearer after issuing felony arrest warrants. That warrant was issued for the theft of a UTV after the Ridgeland tractor pull over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. If anyone has information on Shearer's whereabouts, they're to contact the Sheriff's Department or Dunn County Crime Stoppers. The UTV has been recovered. That incident remains under investigation. The Barron County Sheriff says a grandfather drowned over the weekend while trying to save his grandkids from the water on Red Cedar Lake. It happened Saturday just below the Makana Dam. The Sheriff's Department says the 71-year-old man went into the water to rescue his two grandchildren. They were at the lake to fish and swim. Deputies say the kids were wearing life jackets when they went into the water. Crews eventually had to close the dam to find the man's body. The NFL will be in Green Bay this month to take a look at just where next year's draft will be held. The league is scheduled to meet with local leaders July 17th to talk about area mapping and security planning. The NFL draft will be held in Green Bay next April. As of now, the plan is to keep the draft grounds between Marlene Lane to Holmgren Way. The folks that visit Green Bay say they're meeting with tourism officials in Door County to make sure that the peninsula is included when thousands upon thousands of people flock to Green Bay for the draft next spring. Fireworks will be banned from lands managed by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for the 4th of July holiday. The DNR says fireworks won't be allowed in state parks, natural areas, forests, or state-owned public hunting and fishing areas. Fines for setting off fireworks in these spaces can be up to about $200, but also include costs related to extinguishing any fires and paying for damage if a fire does start. Sparklers and fountains aren't considered fireworks, but the DNR says they still pose a fire threat. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
Fishing equipment is available to rent at no charge through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says most pickup sites will have rods, reels, bobbers, and fishing line along with other equipment. The department does request equipment be returned, cleaned, and ready to use again.
It's available on the first-come, first-served basis. For more information, visit the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've got some heavy rain rolling in overnight. Be sure to find those umbrellas for tomorrow because scattered shower chances continue and the rain ramps up again by the evening. Until then, enjoy today. Clouds increasing, breezy winds, and highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Good Morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers finished off their series with the Chicago Cubs with a 7-1 victory at AmFam yesterday. Freddy Peralta was fantastic, going 7 innings, allowing just one earned run on 2 hits while striking out 8 to pick up his 6th victory of the year. Peralta did start off the game, giving up a solo homer to Nico Hoerner in the first to the Cubs, but responded.
I was able to come back, make my pitches and all that. Being honest, I didn't get mad with that homer because the game was just starting and I was feeling great. I had a, you know, in some point probably it was going to happen. That's what I had on mind. And I just moved forward from there.
It was big the way that he bounced back, according to skipper Pat Murphy.
He got punched right there and responded really well.
The crew would explode for 7 runs in the 4th inning, including another grand slam by Bryce Terang. Christian Yelich also went deep in the inning. The Brewers upped the record to 50-34, leading the NL Central. Now head on a road trip out west, which starts tonight in Colorado against the Rockies. 7:40 first pitch, Bryce Wilson gets the start against Austin Gomber. To minor league baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit falls to Cedar Rapids 7-3 in their series finale yesterday. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers picked up a 2-1 series finale victory over South Bend yesterday. The Sky Carp will host the Timber Rattlers for the start of a 3-game series starting tonight. In the American Association, Lake County falls to Lincoln 5-2 in their series finale yesterday. Take today off. Milwaukee falls to Sioux City 10-5. The Milkmen host the Explorers again tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
A dramatic night in Nashville ends with a former champ in victory lane. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Network's and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Former NASCAR Cup Series champion Joey Logano saved just enough fuel during five overtime restarts at the end of last night's Ally 400 at the Nashville Super Speedway to claim the win, his first of the season, and locking his Team Penske team into the 16-driver playoff field. Logano had been on the cut line of even making the playoffs before the victory, sitting 14th in the standings. Behind Logano at the finish last night were Zane Smith with a career-best second, Tyler Reddick in third, Ryan Preece finished fourth, and Chris Buescher rounded out the top five. Logano is the 11th different winner of the season to lock into the playoff field with seven races to go before that field is set. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
When the kids say they're bored this summer, catch some tadpoles. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Watching them turn into frogs is fun and educational for both young and old as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Kids were little, we enjoyed catching tadpoles from a nearby lake. We scooped up wiggly dots near the shore and put them in an old fish aquarium. It was so much fun to watch them develop into frogs. Steve Johnson is an associate professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. He says the container you keep tadpoles in can be anything from a plastic shoebox to a child's wading pool. The most important key for tadpole survival is fresh, clean water.
When they're done feeding, if they hadn't eaten all their food and the water starts to look cloudy in the slightest bit, then I would do a complete or at least a good percentage partial water change. You could dip water out of a local pond or lake, or if you just want to use tap water, you could have a couple different containers or buckets. Even if it comes from a well, you might want to do this. Just pour it ahead of time and let it sit for a couple of days, particularly if it's coming out of a tap.
Feed your tadpoles once a day with algae wafers and flake fish food from a pet store. Container life is stressful on tadpoles, so Johnson also recommends adding cover, such as leaves, for them to hide under. As they grow, you'll notice little buds that will become the rear legs. Add a rock or something to the bottom of the container so they can come up out of the water. Once the front legs develop, the tadpoles will stop eating.
The whole body is going under a complete metamorphosis from an aquatic herbivore to a terrestrial carnivore. Their mouth is undergoing extreme morphological changes, and they can't feed. Their metamorphosis will be powered by muscles that they break down in their tail.
The length of time from egg to adult depends on the species. Spadefoot toads grow up in 14 days, but the bullfrog can take 2 years to fully develop.
Learn more about raising tadpoles at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
73 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 2 to 1947, August down 29 to 1975, September down 11 to 2011, October down 16 at 2004. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 2 3/4 to 185 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 190, cash butter up 1 1/4 to 313 3/4, no trades on the day. There were two trades a barrel and one trade a block. Meanwhile, cash grade A non-fed dry milk up down 1/4 to 118. One trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 49. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly lower today as the trade is aware of the shortened holiday week of trading. And they're expecting cash to develop here by Friday. So traders really don't want to move prices higher until they know more about that trade. That's affecting feeder cattle and live cattle, even though boxed beef prices were higher today. Hog markets, meanwhile, turning mostly lower as pork cutout values were lower once again. And that is continuing to pressure the market. August live cattle down $1.07 to $184.35. October down 82 cents to $184.05. And in December down 42 cents to $185.47. August feeder cattle down $1.90 to $257.40. September down $1.67 to $257.97. October down $1.75 to $258.25. July hogs up 10 cents to 89.67. August down 37 cents to 89.12. October down 57 cents to 75.15. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets moving mostly lower. Soybeans are higher. Wheat also higher. Strength in the European wheat market helping to support wheat prices today. Soybeans, meanwhile, they're moving mostly higher as we saw some lower acreage numbers, and that's still helping to support the market. Corn, though, lower after that USDA report showed 91.4 million acres reported planted. That was above the trade expectation, and that is really helping to pressure the market today. July corn down 3 3/4 to 393.5. September down 4 1/4 to 403.25. New crop down 3 3/4 to 417. July beans up 8 1/4 to 1158 3/4. August up 10 1/4 to 1143 3/4. New crop up 2 to 1106. July soybean meal up $1.90 to 362.40. July soybean oil up $1.58 to $45.35. Chicago wheat, July up 10.5 to $5.64. September up 12 to $5.85.5. Minneapolis wheat, July up 11 to $6.24. September up 14 3/4 to $6.27 3/4. Energy markets moving higher today. August crude oil up $1.50 to $83.04. September up $1.46 to $82.10. August and September gas now higher. August up 7 cents to $2.57. September up 6 cents to $2.53. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advanced tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Red Power Roundup brought back a whole lot of memories in Iowa. We'll talk about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The recent Red Power Roundup in Iowa featured a lot of red-colored equipment. Longtime farm broadcaster Max Armstrong made the trip and said, it's a show about international harvester machinery and the people who love it.
That's right. Absolutely. There's a lot of red around the Clay County Fairgrounds, which perhaps, as you know, is a great fairgrounds facility. They have a tremendous county fair here every year. I think it's a late one. I think it's along about September, but it has provided a great home this year for this show that moves around every year. Last year it was at Grand Island, Nebraska. Next year it'll be at Sedalia, Missouri. And the volunteers really pitch in to make it such a wonderful gathering of not just equipment, but the people who love those machines.
He says many people may not remember how many products that Case IH produced in past years.
Absolutely. You do see trucks here every year. There are scouts. There are pickup trucks. There are some of the heavy-duty international trucks. There's a cab over that has to date back to the 50s. Some 1950s vintage pickups have been really nicely restored. And yes, there are some scouts. The scout lovers always show up here. And it's just a reminder of how diverse the company was back in the day, making everything from refrigerators and freezers and air conditioners to rifles at one point. And of course, tractors and trucks and school buses.
He said it's remarkable about how many buses International made over the years.
International made tens of thousands of chassis that became school buses. I mean, they were shipped to a company like Carpenter or Mitchell or Bluebird to provide the bodies for the school buses. And, you know, what is really interesting is you never, almost never, see an international school bus at this gathering. These people collect everything international. But I guess, you know, as I think about it, most of those old school buses were repurposed in some way, shape, or form.
The Red Power Roundup was held June 20th through the 22nd in Spencer, Iowa. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Corn planted for 2024 for all purposes by Wisconsin farmers is estimated at 3.7 million acres, according to USDA's acreage report. That's down 300,000 acres from 2023 and 100,000 acres below the March intentions. Harvested acres for grain is forecast at 2.9 million acres. Producers reported planting biotechnology varieties on 94% of their 2024 corn acres. Soybeans planted for acreage was estimated at 2.15 million acres, up 40,000 acres from the acres planted in 2023, but down 50,000 acres from the March intentions. An expected 2.12 million acres of soybeans will be harvested. Winter wheat planted in Wisconsin was estimated at 265,000 acres, down 15,000 from last year, but unchanged from the March intentions. Winter wheat harvested for grain is forecast at 190,000 acres. Meanwhile, corn stocks stored in all positions in Wisconsin as of June 1st totaled 215 million bushels, up 3% from June 1st of 2023, according to USDA's grain stocks report. Of the total, 51% were stored on farm. The March to May 2024 indicated disappearance totaled 144 million bushels, 36% above the 106 million bushels from the same quarter the previous year. Soybeans stored in all positions in Wisconsin as of June 1st totaled 30.4 million bushels, up 14% from June 1st of 2023. Of the total stocks, 41% were stored on farm. Indicated disappearance for March to May 2024, 21.5 million bushels, 17% below the 26 million bushels from the same quarter the previous year. Farmers in Wisconsin that have been significantly impacted by recent tornadoes and flooding will see some relief from USDA. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has technical and financial assistance available to help farmers and livestock producers recover from those adverse weather events. Impacted producers should contact their local FSA's office and USDA Service Center to report losses and learn more about program options available to assist in their recovery from crop, land, infrastructure, and livestock losses and damages. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in the Durand area Friday, visiting the Weiss family farm as part of his tour of the state during June Dairy Month. One topic that was brought up was driver's licenses for immigrant employees of the farm. Currently, immigrant labor is not allowed to receive a driver's license. Evers says that ability to obtain a driver's license was removed from state law a few years ago.
We used to have that option for people, especially people working on the farms that have a driver's permit. That was taken away several years ago. We just have to get that back. That's crazy. If they have driver's permits, they can drive back and forth and work, and they are going to be safer because they're going to have insurance. They're going to have driver's training.
Water quality issues was another topic that was discussed during the visit. As Americans prepare to celebrate Independence Day with family gatherings and festive cookouts, the National Farmers Union released their updated farmer share of the food dollar for items typically enjoyed during a 4th of July family cookout. The figures reveal how much family farmers earn compared to the amount that consumers pay at the grocery store. The retail price of a family cookout is approximately $41.83, according to NFU. They say the farmer's share of that, $5.32. National Farmers Union Rob LaRue said, when consumers stock up on their favorite Independence Day cookout essentials this year, they likely will notice increased costs for certain products. These increased costs are not reflected in what America's family farmers and ranchers are paid. Decades of mergers and acquisitions have resulted in agriculture and food supply chains that are not only uncompetitive and fragile, but also fail to fairly compensate farmers, he said. LaRue went on to say that corporate monopolies are controlling the vast majority of the processing, distribution, and marketing of food and dominate the market for crop inputs, seed, and farm machinery. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
A pleasant day today in our ag weather forecast, as we'll have plenty of sunshine through most of the day. We'll even have it some windy weather as well as another storm system begins to develop. We'll start to have showers and thunderstorms developing later on tonight and through Tuesday. 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, southeast winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 25. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine as the clouds will begin to increase throughout the afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, lows 54 to 59, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, southeast winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30, anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation possible. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, 70% chance. Highs 74 to 79, relative humidities at 67 to 72%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30, another 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Friday, cloudy, showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
Real country.
Real country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's a sweet, sweet life, living by the salty sea. One day you could be as lost as me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Whoa, come on over, come on in, pull up a seat and take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load off your mind. Make a wish, make a move, make up your mind. You can choose when you're up, when you're down. When you need a laugh, come around. Come on over, come on in. Pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in. You can unwind and take a load off your mind. Oh, 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 oh. Be a winner, be a star. Yeah, be happy. get a grip, get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Come on over, come on in, pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind, take a load off your mind, yeah. You come on over, you come on in, come on in. And I say, yeah, yeah, oh, 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 no, 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 come on over, come on in.
Tonight, catching all red lights. That's alright, cause I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody waiting there, cold and empty bed. Words I wish I'd said, come on the radio. Ooh. And I don't know why I do this to myself. Breaking my heart, I should take down all those pictures from my wall. Promises we made won't fill this empty space. Ooh. And I don't know why I just can't let you go. Whoa. Tulips on mine, it's gasoline on fire. I never will forget. You grabbed my shirt and pulled it over my head. And your fingertips slide up and down my back. I breathe your heart, steaming up the glass. I'd give anything if I could bring you back.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Look at us.
After all these years together, look at us. After all that we've been through, look at us. Still be, then just look at us. Look at you, still pretty as a picture. Look at me, just look at us.